In every lifetime, someone comes along that touches you in a place so special that you need an adult. And when that someone leaves you, they leave a void so huge that my cock could never touch the bottom. And that's saying something. It also explains why I cry whenever zucchini squash is in season. And I just suffered such a loss, and I've got to tell you about it here. One of the great ones has passed. My beloved betta fish, spring roll. I remember when spring roll first entered my life. Much like that perverted uncle sneaking into the nephew's bedroom late at night. I was at the pet store buying some grass for my cat Snowy and hoping to score a dime bag for myself. And after paying for my purchase, I went to leave and the alarms went off. Well, this has happened to me before, so I grabbed a squeaky toy and I told the store representative that there was no way in hell they were taking me alive. A gang of pet store employees is more dangerous than the Crips, by God. But the girl at the register raised her hands, chuckling and brandishing a can of mace, and said, "No, sir, you misunderstand. You're a 60th customer, and you've won a prize." And I'm like, "Wow, cool. What is it, and how much will it fetch on eBay?" And she said, "You won this," and thrust two betta fish into my hands. This was as big a letdown as the Phantom Menace. So I said, "I don't want these things." But then she put her arm around my shoulder, made me pose for the camera, and whispered lovingly in my ear, "Look, you miserable cocksucker, I don't care if you put these things in the fucking dumpster when you leave. Just smile and get the fuck out of our store." Wow, that felt just like the first time that I pissed off a Jehovah's Witness. And that takes some doing. I did it with a bottle of Diet Snapple. So I took the fish home, and I named them Sushi and Spring Roll. You know, just in case I ran out of little Friskies. Sushi turned out to be the piscatorial equivalent of Rain Man, just swimming around his bowl and playing Yahtzee. But from the moment I locked eyes with Spring Roll, I knew this was a friendship made in heaven. God, I have so many memories of Spring Roll. I remember giving him his first driving lesson and laughing when his foot slipped off the clutch and he mowed down everyone around that hot dog cart. I remember consoling him when his first girlfriend dumped him, and I had to tell him, "Hey guy, there's other fish in the sea." He didn't take that too well, mainly because he lived in a bowl. And I wouldn't be here today if he hadn't pulled me out of my burning apartment when I set the bed sheets ablaze while lighting a fire. And my friend, thank you for taking with you to your grave the secret of what happened between us at band camp. Let's just say that my breath did smell like fish.
Just call me Daddy!
But he's gone now, headed to that big aquarium up in the sky to swim around and entertain Jimi Hendrix while he fires up a bomb. And judging from what he was doing when he died, he went out like Elvis, capped while on the crapper. But are those we love really gone? All I have to do is lean back, look at his now empty bowl with the lights turned out, and remember all the good times. I've only peed in it once, but I was guarding the flag in Team Fortress 2. He'd have understood. And you know, just like all those great people that we know that have passed on, Spring Roll can look down from heaven, smile, and say proudly, "You know what? At least I was never convicted." Here's to you, little buddy. You are one in a million. So this is Pointy Weasel at point.freehost.com and movio.com saying that I'd just like to call for a moment of silence for my little friend. Aw, oh, fuck it. Kitty, want a spring roll?
Meow.
And how about some sushi?